while we do the Dial-A-Doc program with FHN. It's brought to you by and sponsored by FHN. March is National Nutrition Month. And we're joined here today by Senior Clinical Nutrition Manager for FHN Food and Nutrition Services, Jennifer Gassman, back with us again today. Hey, Jennifer, good morning. Hello to you.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Great. Great to talk to you again. We always talk in March. And my understanding is that, you know, this it gives us the opportunity to reflect on eating habits. And you have a new theme this year. Tell us about the theme and what it means to you as a nutrition and dietary professional.
This year's theme is Fuel for the Future. And to me, this means that we all need to eat a variety of foods from all of the different food groups so that we can fuel our bodies for good health. I feel like it's up to each of us to take personal responsibility, and that means we need to exercise and eat right. And I feel like doing this is our way to teach our future generation how to prepare and plan healthy meals, and it's just so important we each lead by example to do this.
All right. I know every March you lecture me. Every March you lecture me. I know. I just, yeah. All right. Okay. Now, give me some good ways to make healthier choices when grocery shopping. Tell me about that.
Well, you know, one thing I hear a lot is to eat healthy, it's expensive. But if you shop the sales, buy seasonal produce, you can really cut down the cost. And quite frankly, it's the processed foods that are already prepared for us that tend to cost more. So if we shop the outside perimeter of the store, you know, pick up those healthy fruits, vegetables, our low-fat dairy, our fresh meats, venture to the center to get some nice whole grains, maybe some dried beans that we can cook up into a chili or something else like that, then we can eat healthy and do it on a budget.
You know, I think that is a cop out, isn't it? I really don't think that the fresh foods, when you really look at it, especially the value that you get there, especially if you cut up your own carrots or do, you know, that kind of, cut up your own onions, do that kind of thing. It really is not that much more expensive, if at all more expensive. Sometimes it's cheaper to eat healthy than like you say, with the processed foods, correct?
Correct. I feel exactly the same. And you had a great point. Cutting up those carrots when you get home from the store, it's one way to keep that produce available for a quick snack. And it's going to be grab and go, no different than chips would be, but a healthier choice.
How did you know that chips were my killer? How did you know? Okay, you did. All right. Okay. What about specific tips for parents with their children to eat healthy foods? Tell us about that. That's a tough one.
Sure. Well, one thing that I always have a problem with is when we go out to eat with our kids, and the only option for the children's menu is fried foods. You know, you have fried chicken fingers, burgers, french fries, mac and cheese, the same thing over and over. It's not that those foods can't have a place, but I feel like we need more healthy options. And for one thing, restaurants are starting to do that. They're offering, you know, broccoli, yogurt, salads, and I'm excited to see that. But we have to remember as parents that just because our child might say, oh, I don't like that, we need to keep offering that food. It could take 20 times of trying it before they do like it. One of our own children, it took many years until they love fish, and now they're excited when I make fish for dinner. So it's just, we need to keep offering those healthy choices for them.
You know, the other thing, I know that you mentioned this when we talk, is that, you know, salads can be healthy, but it's the issue is the dressing, what you put on your salad, that's the issue, correct?
That's exactly right. You can turn a very healthy, low-calorie salad into something that has more calories than a large meal at a restaurant. Or you can add fried meats on top of it and really boost the calories in an unhealthy way. So it is keeping track of what you're putting on top of that salad, really focusing on all the variety of the nice fresh vegetables versus the extra items we tend to use that might not be the healthy choices.
Yeah, when I cover up the vegetables with all that salad dressing there. Yeah, I know. All right. Good nutritional goals for most people. Give us some goals that we can think about.
Well, you know, for most people, I feel like variety is really important because when I hear about people telling me, oh, my diet's failed, I hear a couple things wrong with that statement. One, the goal is really to make it be a lifestyle change, you know, just a way of eating, not necessarily feel like you're on a restriction. And I feel like by having variety in the diet is something that can make you very successful because then you don't have boredom. So one way to get variety is think about the My Plate method. You know, take a dinner plate, fill half of it with low-calorie vegetables, a quarter of it be your whole grain. You know, maybe it's some wild rice. Maybe it's a whole grain pasta. Then have the other quarter of it be your lean protein. Maybe grab a cup of skim milk with it or have a piece of fruit for dessert or a snack to round it out. But we can all eat healthy as long as we keep in mind variety.
What about if weight loss is a goal? What's your thought there? Give us some advice on that.
You know, weight loss really comes down to balancing what we need with what our bodies need and what our activity level is. So we need to focus on eating the right portion size for our personal life. If you're an avid runner, you're going to need a lot more calories than somebody who's not. But that runner is also getting a lot of exercise in that may be promoting weight loss if that's one of their goals. So it's really a balance of the portion size and your activity level.
You know, I think that, isn't that a key? I mean, when you go out to eat and you look at these portion sizes, or, you know, when you cook at home, if you limit, and I've heard eating off of a smaller plate may also help as well. Portion size is key, isn't it?
It really is. Some restaurants have picked up on that, and you're starting to see smaller portions in the restaurant industry. But keep in mind also sharing a meal, because we've identified that food cost is going up, and I hear that a lot. How do I enjoy myself and still go out to eat, but I'm on a budget? Well, share a meal, or maybe share that meal with one of your children so they have some other healthy options as well.
We're talking to Senior Clinical Nutrition Manager at FHN, Jennifer Gassman. Jennifer, you have the cafe there at FHN. Tell us about that. And is it open to the public?
It is. Aramark at FHN has some wonderful cafeteria choices that is open right now to our visitors who are here with loved ones in the hospital. And we offer a great variety. We have a station where we have fresh food prepared right in front of you, which is well-loved because you can tailor it to your needs, and we have such friendly staff that it just keeps people coming back.
Where is it located?
It's located right here at the hospital in the lower level.
You know, I've eaten there, and it's like, wow, this is healthy. I mean, I was shocked because it tasted great.
You can eat very healthy and have wonderful flavors when you learn to explore your different spices, and that's something we can do at home to add to the variety in our diet as well.
You know, is salt still a continuing problem out there for all of us?
It really is. The average diet has like 5,000 to 6,000 milligrams of sodium, and really we need to get down to that 2,000, 2,300 milligram mark. So not adding salt at the table, not cooking with that extra salt is really key, and being aware of where that salt can be hidden.
I bet you would look at me when I put the ketchup on the side of my plate. I mean, my understanding is that ketchup has not only salt, but also a lot of sugar in it.
It does. So it's really one of those condiments that should be used in moderation, a lot like salad dressings.
Oh, man. Okay. All right. Jennifer, what about your favorite healthy food? Give me, I'm going to get that in my mind. Jennifer's favorite healthy food that I'm going to try to do myself. What do you got?
Well, honestly, it's the fruits and veggies. I think my absolute favorite is some type of like berries or like a fresh pineapple. It's really, if you cut it up when you get it home, it's grab and go, easy to eat. So that's probably my favorite.
What about your favorite indulgent treat? Give me that.
Well, you know, I think sometimes eating also has to do with what memories it triggers. My favorite indulgent treat, I was thinking about this, and you know, there's a chocolate cake in my family that's been around for like 100 years. It's a recipe that was handwritten by my grandmother, great-grandmother, around the Depression era, and it's called Wacky Cake. Some families call it Crazy Cake. It's a chocolate cake that you make without eggs, and we top it off with a real creamy vanilla frosting that's lower in sugar. So to me, it says birthdays, family tradition, and it's delicious too.
Does it have a little bit of vinegar in it?
It does.
Ah, I know that cake.
Yep.
Same one as my family.
I think it's in a lot of families.
It's my Aunt Karen's cake, my dad's sister. That's what we call it, Aunt Karen's cake. That's what we call it.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Yep.
All right. Wow. Okay, there you go. What are some resources for people who want more information about what we talked about today?
Well, I'm very happy to say that some of the best resources are right here in our community. Just check out the upcoming calendar of events at www.fhn.org. Utilize the providers here at FHN, whether it's your physicians, therapists, or our nutrition and diabetes outpatient programs. If you are interested in some diet education, you just need a physician's referral to come see us here at FHN. We have services available, whether it's for a medical condition or weight loss. and we'd be happy to see you right here at FHN.
All right. I'm going to think of you next time that I'm putting ketchup on my plate. I'm going to think about you. I'm going to think about you. All right? All right. Sure. Great to talk to you. We'll talk again soon, all right?
Sounds good.
There we go. Jennifer Gassman. She's Senior Clinical Nutrition Manager at FHN. The preceding brought to you by and sponsored by FHN. This is The Morning Mess.